You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Mountains may be peaked and collars may be peaked, but when we're sick, we're not peaked, but peaked.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kersan. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Today we have a question from Ralph. Pretty basic question. How did peaked come to mean sick or queasy? It's a really good question. What do you think, Ann?
Well, the first thing I was thinking about with this was, do I use peaked to describe people who look sick? And I'm not sure that I do. It certainly is a word that I understand and that I hear. Rebecca, do you use peaked?
No, I'm in the same boat. I would know what it meant if I heard somebody else use it, but I don't use it myself.
But now that Ralph has brought up peaked and I'm thinking about it, I may start using it more. This use goes back to a verb to peak. Shows up in the 1400s. We're not sure where it came from. Early on, it means to slink or to creep, which I think is great. That's now rare. And then it picks up another meaning, to wander about dejected or to mope. But most relevant to us is that by the late 1500s, to peak can mean to fail in health and spirits. And we get this quote in Shakespeare's Macbeth: "Shall he dwindle, peak, and pine?" And Rebecca, that phrase, peak and pine, becomes a pretty set phrase. Pine means to suffer, and you could pine and peak or peak and pine. And we seem to have settled on peaking and pining. So here's a quote from the Times in 1940. "Presently, one of the bullocks began to peak and pine. It grew more and more emaciated. Physicians were in vain, and it died."
Oh, it's not a happy ending.
Right. Well, the stakes can be high in peaking and pining. By the early 1600s, we see peaking as an adjective to refer to people who are sick or thin or wasting. And the first quote for peaked is 1804, and here's the quote. It's from Transactions of the American Philosophical Society. "We say in the United States of a person whose face is contracted by illness, he looks peaked."
So their face is kind of pointy and angular, is sort of the impression that I'm getting from weight loss?
Rebecca, that is such a great point about what seems to happen here, is that yes, from illness, not only do people become thin, emaciated, but pinched, sharp-featured. And there's some chance that that sense of peaked, the sharp-featured sense, may be influenced by the noun peak, as in a projecting point, like a mountain peak. We don't think that that's where peaked comes from, but the fact that you have that noun out there as well may have influenced the meaning of peaked. In the 1800s, we also get peaky, P-E-A-K-Y, as an adjective to mean sickly or thin, and peaky-ish. And I want to start using peaky-ish.
I like peaky-ish too. That's a good one.
Just say to someone, "You look a bit peaky-ish."
And they'd probably look at you and say, "What?"
Exactly. While we're on the topic, Rebecca, I think it's worth noting that we have some homophones here. Peak, P-E-E-K, peak, P-E-A-K, and peak, P-I-Q-U-E.
And I'm guessing people mix them up all the time.
We do see some confusion here. Sometimes you will see peaked for meaning sickly with the P-I-Q-U-E spelling. Rebecca, I don't know about you, but peak, P-I-Q-U-E, as a verb, for me, I can pique someone's curiosity, maybe pique their interest. I can't peak too many other things.
No, I can't either. Those are the things that I can peak.
And sometimes you'll see some confusion that when someone says, "I piqued her interest," you'll get P-E-A-K, as in, "I brought her interest to a peak."
Oh, like the top of a mountain, like you got all the way up.
You can make sense of it.
Well, we piqued people's curiosity. I think we've reached the peak at this point when it comes to peaked. Thanks so much.
We certainly did take a peek at peaked.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.